And joining us this morning, the champion of the O'Neill Rotary Club, Fun Run Walk, Monica Huber.
Good morning, gosh. Good morning. Wow.
Thanks. She probably walked over here this morning.
I was thinking about walking over here, but when I walked out, it was a little chilly for me this morning. Could have been good on Saturday.
That's though. Right. Yeah. It would have been hot on Saturday.
Yes.
Well, we've got Monica Huber in from Casa of Elkhorn Valley.
That's correct.
Let's maybe tell everybody again. If they're not familiar with Casa of Elkhorn Valley, kind of what it is that you guys do.
Absolutely. So KBRX has been doing a great job of kind of promoting Casa and what our mission is. Casa stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. We've been around for decades in the state of Nebraska and nationally. What we really do is we champion and we are the voice for children who are removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect, no fault of their own, of course. And the judge in various counties, and our judge here, Judge Cale Burdick, appoints a CASA volunteer to be that voice for those children, whether it's a group of siblings, one child, can be a newborn child up to 19 years old. Abuse doesn't discriminate, unfortunately. Right. And so we stand with that child in the court system through all the hearings that they go through throughout that court, the case.
You bet. And of course, Monica, like you said, you mentioned volunteers, and that's kind of the key to CASA, isn't it?
That's correct. Our volunteers are the lifeblood of CASA. Without them, we would not have an individual to be standing there with a child in court or elsewhere. So,
what does it take to be a volunteer?
Give us a call, and I'll give you the number and the information here at the end. But to be a volunteer, it's very simple. You come in, fill out a simple application. Of course, we would do a background check to make sure that everything is good on your end. But it's a 30-hour training course, so you are developed and you're prepared for what you see in a court situation and legal. And we stand beside you the whole time. We train you virtually, in person, or a hybrid model, so it can fit for your schedule. And then once and if there's a case that involves a child or children being removed, we come to you and say, hey, is this one that you'd be interested in advocating for? And we appoint the judge appoints you, and you go along with that case.
Nice. And I'm sure, like we said, it makes a huge difference in a child's life. And I'm sure if you talk to any of the volunteers, also makes a huge difference in their life as well.
That is correct. One thing that is a mainstay for CASA, these volunteers can stay with those kids throughout their lives. And, you know, that's on a mutually agreed upon decision. But the volunteers are the constant with those kids. You know, a lot of if you've ever been in court, even for a traffic ticket or anything like that, there's so many legal terms and terminology and different things that aren't easily understood. And a child who is at the crux of this situation doesn't understand all of that. And so this person, our volunteer, is with them the whole time through all their good things, the things that aren't so good for them. They can meet them for lunch, and they can meet them at school, and they can just go talk to them. And you are that child's constant, trustworthy person in their life. And it makes a huge difference, again, for the child and, again, for the adult, because you can see the difference that you are making for this little life that's going to grow up to be an adult.
You bet. Monica, how is CASA funded?
CASA is funded strictly by donations and grants. Okay. As you know, in the world today, with whatever political side you're on, money is kind of scarce in certain mm-hmm. areas. Inflation is high. Sometimes we don't know where our funding's coming from in a lot of our nonprofit worlds. But we do have a great state here in Nebraska, where Governor Pillen and the powers that be have really set aside funds for CASA to remain because it is crucial and important, and they recognize that. But that doesn't always mean that it's going to be there forever, because a lot of that comes from federal. So we do rely on individual donations, private party sponsorship, any and everything. And so for certain fundraisers that we have upcoming, and there's going to be some big ones upcoming that we'll talk about here for Summerfest that's going to be exciting. But right now, we have a fundraiser that we are partnering with Shamrock Nursery.
Nice.
With Katie Reed. She really felt the pull and the desire to help in this CASA situations. And so this was something that we're going to roll out here.
Yeah, and how fitting, right in time for spring. Because
right in time.
I don't know if we were doing a little work around the yard, and already things are starting to push up through the dead stuff.
So they really are.
Starting to get green, and we just need a little water. But
yes.
But Shamrock Nursery is going to partner with CASA. And what do they got going? What do you have going on with Shamrock Nursery?
We are, and they've done this before in the past. And this year, we're lucky enough and fortunate enough to be partners with them, as I said, with Katie Reed. We have Shamrock Nursery gift cards. They're $25 a piece. That you get that full $25. So you can buy those, and I'll give you that information here in a second. You can buy those from CASA, from myself at the office, or any of the volunteers and board members. They're $25 a piece. As I said, you get that full $25, but then Shamrock will turn around and give us $5 of that nice. To CASA. So for every $25 spent, we get five. And you may ask, what is $5 going to do? Well, it adds up quite a bit when we get quite a few of those sold. And that $5 helps. You have no idea how much that will help. When we talked about the volunteers earlier, they go to these children's schools. And we're talking about right now all of Holt County, and we also serve Madison County. In the future, at the end of the year, we're hoping to bring on seven more counties. So those volunteers drive. Gas is not cheap.
Right.
And so being able to give them some mileage reimbursement, tools that they need for these kiddos, bringing them games or lunch or an ice cream or anything like that, that $5 goes to help them do that as well. We also sometimes have children who require special things that they had at their home, and they go to a foster care home, and that foster care home
doesn't have
that. We're talking about night lights or white noise machines or anything like a weighted blanket. That $5 out of each of those nursery gift cards goes to help pay for those types of things that those kids need.
And we're all going to spend $25 at least at Shamrock Nursery this spring. So you just as well come and get one of these cards and make a $5 donation to CASA of Elkhorn Valley. Or if you just want to come down and make a donation, just come down and drop off a check or cash or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you don't have a green thumb or you're saying not this year, we absolutely will take anything, any donation, or, you know,
buy a card for your neighbor.
Buy a card for your neighbor. And that's what I was going to say. I challenge you guys this month I like to do a thank you Thursday throughout the community. Think about those people that you see every day. In the grocery store or at Baumgar's or, anywhere, the businesses that you see and you go and you talk to them, they're there every day making sure that we have these opportunities in our community. Thank them. Give them a Shamrock Nursery gift card or just say thank you. If you don't end up supporting us, there's so many other places that you can help support in this community,
right?
By just donating your time or service or whatever monetarily, just tell someone thank you, and that's kind of the message that I want to give today.
Okay. So tell us how that again. They can get the Shamrock Nursery $25 gift cards. They can get it done at CASA here in O'Neill. You're right on North Fifth Street, right?
Correct, North Fifth, 115 North Fifth.
Just on the west side of Torpins Rodeo Market, across
correct.
The street there.
Yeah, come on in. Say hi to myself, and then. The Thrivent offices are in there, Aaron and Mike, and I'll be giving them some gift cards too. So if I'm not in there, they can help out. You can also call. Our number is 402-340-3185. Give me a call. I can deliver them. We can mail them out. You can, again, stop by and get them, and then I can give you the names of the other people, the volunteers, and the board members who will have them as well. And I'll get that for your website.
You bet. And, of course, Shamrock Nursery's got locations in O'Neill, Neely, and Norfolk, and these cards are good at any of those places.
Any of the spots. And so we have many cards, it's not like we're going to sell out right away. And if we do happen, if someone comes in, like Scott comes in today and buys all the cards up, which would be great, we will replenish those easily. Katie is just a wonderful asset to have in our community for that, and she's got plenty of those cards, and it will help her business as well, and then it'll help us at CASA. Yeah.
Do you have a website or Facebook page or anything?
We do have a website. It's elkhornvalleycasa.org. If you get on the website, you can see all of our Instagram, our Facebook posts, our Instagram feeds, all of that is on there. And just kind of browse the website and see what we've been up to, all the sponsors, all the people that are collaborating with us as well. Look and see who our staff is, get to know us. And if you have any questions about any of this and how we do things and how CASA works, you know, in more detail, just give me a call.
Sounds good. All right, Monica, anything else this morning?
No, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Get those $25 Shamrock Nursery spring plant cards today and help support CASA of Elkhorn Valley.